have shared their story in our guest blog, Share Your Stories Online. Today, we'd like to introduce you to Shannon Pohl, who wants you to bring fun and flow back into our lives. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you for having me. Welcome, everybody, to joining us today.
Well, what's really cool about having an opportunity to do this whole live chat series is, you know, we get to be in our respective places. We get to observe physical distancing, and yet we get to have a really wonderful conversation. So I'm really so glad that you were able to spend some time with me today.
Yes, thank you for the invitation. And I will say also enjoying other people's artwork, because I have the flowers for you.
Thank you. So when I was reading your story, I noticed that you're an engineering grad and you have a really interesting tagline, and that's engineering your magical life. So tell us how you made that connection.
Naturally, I will say, is the first thing that comes to mind. Engineering is still near and dear to my heart. And even though I've left that as my active profession behind, and because engineering is really all about applying science. Right. So that's where in my business, in my practice, when I'm working with people in groups, it's really about how can we apply the science of who we are to our lives. So continuing that theme that I did in engineering, continuing that same process. And I really approach things with that
lens.
Goal, like how can we be very efficient and productive in this moment? And the magical life piece really came in because magic's amazing and our lives are really awesome and magical if we can open ourselves up to seeing the beauty and the possibilities that are out there. So one day I had that, it clicked all together so that we can, you know, engineer, apply the science of who we are, we are in our nature, in our core, actually apply that onto our lives to create the magic that we know is out there. We all secretly know it's out there, and actually have that courage and conviction to actually go for it and bring it to reality.
You know, you trademarked that particular phrase. So can you tell us a little bit about that experience? Because I'm sure the other entrepreneurs who are listening to this, you know, we all come up with these really great phrases and ideas, and we think, wow, maybe we should copyright that or trademark that. And I noticed that you trademarked that phrase. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Honestly, it was the advice of one of my mentors. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like if there's a phrase or like a title or a tagline that's really resonating with you and really seems to sum up things, really put the little TM after that and then begin exploring the trademark journey. So to be perfectly honest, I haven't gone through the whole process yet.
Okay.
It's been on advice, put the little TM and then
take it from there.
You have the people that you've been using it.
Yeah. It puts you apart from your competition, right? Gives you a little brand identity.
Yeah. So that's definitely.
So tell me a little bit about the list. Tell me a little bit about your mentor, because, you know, we all know that we get on this journey of being an entrepreneur and we can't do everything alone. You know, we need to sort of connect with other like-minded individuals. So can you share a little bit about what your mentor was able to teach you when you first started out in business?
First started out. So I will say I've had multiple mentors in my life, and even in business, I would say there's three people that in some way, shape, or form are active mentors for me right now. So there's Dr. Kim Redman was one of the women who was one of my first mentors and really got me into like the designations that I'm trained in, and opened up the possibilities and that magical life piece for me. And I would say early on it was really opening up the like, you can do this. And not even, I will say from the beginning, working with her wasn't even about, okay, you want to be an entrepreneur, this is how you do be an entrepreneur. It was how, like, what do you want from your life? What are some pathways to do that? So while entrepreneurship opened up to me as an idea, it was never framed as like, oh, well, you should do it this way.
Right.
It was just, well, if you decide to, you know, this is a path, this is another path.
Right.
How, and so there was that openness and just opening up those possibilities.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned in your, when I took a look at your website, you talk about being a speaker, and that one of the ways that you started to learn in your experience was going to conferences. So tell us about that sort of angle and the fact that, you know, what's your favorite topic to speak about? What do you really enjoy sharing with your audience?
My favorite topic to share is around that possibilities exist. I wish I had it with me now. one of my favorite books growing up was Bloom Abilities by Sharon Creech. And the messaging in that no matter what your circumstances, there's always other possibilities, because Bloom Abilities is a non-English speaker's way of saying possibilities at some point in the book. So they, no matter where you are, there's always options, there's always possibilities, different ways to do it or different perspective. And so that's my favorite topic to speak on. And conferences for me, I went to my first one, I think when I was in second year university. And since then, to me, they're just the best way to deep dive into a topic, to network and meet people, and also to try on different hats. As exploring the entrepreneur side, but even when I was doing my job search back after I graduated, it's a great way. Like, you show up an event, maybe you know two people at a lot of them, and then you're like, this is me. And as you meet new people, you can be like, well, this is me, or this is me.
Right.
This is me. Which one do I like? Like, yeah. How do I like talking about myself? What's resonating? How's that going? So it's fun.
So tell me, you know, because lots of people have a fear of public speaking, right? I mean, that's one of the things, you know, if you're in a networking situation and you start talking to folks and they hear that you're a speaker, one of the first things they say is, oh God, I really hate speaking. It, you know, freaks me out. So do you have something, you know, do you have a routine or a ritual or something that you do before they hand you the mic and you go on stage that kind of gives you that settling feeling so that you're ready to put on your best foot forward?
Yes, nothing super rigid. Definitely when I'm about to speak, there is definitely like just, you know, breathing into my body, making sure I'm grounded and settled in my physical body. And a thing that I always remind myself especially when the nerves are going a lot, is I know this topic in and out. And that really happened for me one of my final year university projects. Because in university, you do a bunch of projects, and half the time you get up and you're like, I don't know half this information because my group member did it, and like, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
Right.
And in my final design challenge project for one of my courses, like, I did all the work. It was about a topic I was passionate about, so I'm on mentorship. And I remember thinking, like, no one knows this topic better than I do.
Right.
And like, any question they have, I did all of this work, I know this in and out, I have an answer for it. And so even now when I get up to speak, I only agree to speak on topics I know a lot about, which is how anyone should do it. And so I remind myself, like, I know this. This is me. This is in me. I just have to go and be in the moment. And so that really helps my butterflies and mental chatter.
Yeah, get you grounded, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's interesting that one of your passions is mentorship, because that's something that we actually share, because it's one of the topics that I talk about as a speaker. And of course, you know, my second book was all about mentorship. And one of the things I'm often asked is, if you were going to try to find a mentor, what is one of the things that you do to try to reach out to somebody and ask them, start that new conversation and seeing if they will help you share some of their expertise? Can you share with me an example of one of the things that you may have done when you were approaching a mentor to ask them about that experience?
I'll actually share how I met one of my very first mentors. And it was not the first, it was a conference in my final year of university. And it was one where you could apply for funding to go to it, because it wasn't a student conference, it was a professional conference. But they were funding some female engineers to go. And I was selected. It was very exciting. It's very exciting. And part of that is you stayed overnight one night and you shared a room with another woman. And I was talking with her and like just about her experience. And she's like, oh, I have this mentor, Howard Brown. He's amazing. And all these things about how he's been so helpful for her. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I need to meet this man.
right?
I need to meet this man. And it was really that moment of like, there's something, like there's someone else has had success with this person. And in lines, because at that point I think I had just applied for the engineering and public policy master's program that I did. So I was looking for people to help me explore that space. Mm-hmm. And just engineering in general. And so, in the moment I was like, I'd really like to meet him. And then the next day we were talking and she's like, oh, he's over there. I'm like, can you introduce me? And it was cool. Very much taking the reins of like, you had success, I want success. Can you help me connect to that success?
Yeah.
And it was excellent. Like, he was so influential in getting me out there and speaking, actually. And one of the people I very much attribute my early networking success to, and actually opening my mouth.
Well, talk about the opportunity, right? It's kind of taking that initiative and asking, right? Like, just mm-hmm. asking. The old saying goes, it's always no until you ask. So that's a really great opportunity where you see the moment and have someone who could do that personal introduction. One of the things that when we end the guest blog, we talk about three words of advice that we can share for sort of the next wave of entrepreneurs or even for existing entrepreneurs, because we find them really inspirational. And your three words of advice are action for more. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think it segues great from my last story, because that was literally, I was actioning for more in my life. And that's why those are my three words, is that we can think all the amazing thoughts. Our brains are super awesome. Most of us are very intelligent human beings. And it's only by taking that action step and doing the doing that we actually get more in our lives. Because that's, to me, what we're all seeking is more. And what's that elusive thing that's beyond our grasp right now? We have to action and do things to make that happen.
Well, I think that's a really wonderful way for us to end our virtual coffee today, Shannon. So I'd like to thank you for taking the time to share your expertise with us today. And to you, the audience, for joining us as we introduced you to the person behind the logo in Keeping It Real.
Thank you very much.
Take care.